some state lawmakers are unhappy with Governor Evers after he recently vetoed a bipartisan bill concerning where sex offenders can live. Right now, they can't live within 1,500 feet of places where children are like to be. Think of schools, parks, or churches. Under the new proposal, that distance requirement would go away, leaving county officials more say over where those offenders can be placed. It would also help keep offenders in their home counties, a provision that was appealing to Republican State Senator Dan Fine of Fond du Lac.
If there's a sex offender from Fond du Lac or Winnebago County, we will take our own. But we don't want to be dealing with the problems of Washington, Milwaukee, Dane, or Racine County up in this area.
Lawmakers also say the distance restriction has resulted in some sex offenders becoming homeless. Evers said the change would have put kids' safety at risk. It's one of many bills the governor has acted on in recent days. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
What exactly would this bill have changed?
So this bill would have lifted some state restrictions on how close people convicted of sex crimes can live to places like schools, public parks, youth centers, and places of worship. And it's something that's kind of been floating around the Capitol for several years now.
And it would have lowered the restrictions a little bit. Is that right? Technically, if this had been signed into law, it would have reduced the restrictions a little bit?
Right. So it would have taken those away, actually. So right now, individuals that are convicted of violent sexual offenses have to live at least 1,500 feet from those locations that I listed. So under this proposal, that feet limit, that specific distance, would be taken out of state law. It would just be dictated that counties that make the decisions about where these folks live would have to take into account where some of those things are located in terms of where the individual might take up residence.
How big a surprise was it that Governor Evers vetoed this bill?
Well, that's kind of an interesting question, Rob. You know, I talked to the sponsor of this bill, or one of the sponsors, Senator Dan Fine, and he said he was really surprised that the governor vetoed this, because it did pass both chambers of the legislature on unanimous voice votes. That's when they just call for a yay or nay. They don't do the individual button pushing, so we don't get a specific number. That's usually done for bills that have a broad base of support. And, you know, it had bipartisan sponsorship as well. So Fine said, you know, this is something that he thought the governor would be on board with. Now, I think there's another element that we could kind of take into consideration there, which is former Governor Scott Walker actually vetoed a very, very similar bill to this. So there was kind of that twist where, you know, we've seen a governor push back on this kind of thing before.
Now, when people in the public hear this, they might say, wait a minute, you want to allow convicted violent sex offenders to live closer to schools? That sounds bad, I guess, on the face of things. What were the arguments from the sponsors of this bill? And again, the unanimous vote in the legislature, what were the arguments in favor of making this change?
So the argument was that it's really difficult for some counties to find a place for these folks to live that meet that requirement. Particularly, some supporters of the bill brought up urban areas where it would be very difficult to find a place that isn't 1,500 feet from any of those one things that I listed before, you know, public park, youth center, place of worship, school. So they said that having that restriction on certain counties has actually required some officials to actually place these violent sex offenders outside of their home county. And that was something that really concerned, particularly Senator Fine, who was one of the sponsors of this. He's from Fond du Lac. And he said that individuals that are convicted of these crimes that are from counties like Dane or Milwaukee are being moved. The word that he used was dumped, actually, being dumped in counties like Fond du Lac County or Winnebago County, which he represents. And he says that, you know, folks that live there are okay with housing their own, but they don't want to take on the problems of folks from other counties.
Talking to Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio state capitol reporter, about a bill in the legislature that would have changed the rules over where convicted sex offenders can live, how close they can be to schools, public parks, child care facilities, and other places. Governor Evers vetoed that legislation. What was Governor Evers' argument about why he vetoed this bill?
So the governor said, and this is a similar argument to what former Governor Walker said when he vetoed a similar bill in 2018, he just said he thinks that this change would compromise the safety of children in Wisconsin. He really likes that 1,500-foot limit from some of these specific locations and thinks that the state needs to continue enforcing that kind of distance to make sure that children aren't threatened by some of these individuals.
Now, given the high level of support, as you said, a unanimous voice vote, is there talk yet about lawmakers trying to override the governor's veto?
I haven't heard anything about that. I did ask Senator Fine, you know, what are next steps for you now that you've got this sort of unexpected veto? How do you move forward? He said, admittedly, it's kind of late in the legislative session at this point. Lawmakers are expected to wrap up around March or so to reintroduce the bill with some changes that might appease the governor. So it seemed to be, at least from his kind of first blush take on the path forward, that nothing is likely to happen for the rest of this legislative session. They would have to come back in the next biennium.
And looking again at the details here, as you mentioned, we have this 1,500-foot guideline. What do we know what the reasoning is behind that very specific number?
You know, that is an interesting question, and that's another thing that the senator brought up. He said that he believes it's a very arbitrary number, and that's why he was okay with taking that number away. I think another interesting thing to mention is just that in addition to that requirement that the state law puts on officials trying to locate where these individuals can live, there are also some penalties for not identifying a place for them to live quickly enough. And some counties have said that that's really burdensome and is costing them money. And so that was a kind of another part of this debate about repealing the current law as it stands.
Before we let you go, for the holidays, Laurel, there were a lot of bills signed, a few vetoed over the past week and a half or so. Anything else stand out to you as particularly significant in this passel of legislation?
The governor has been very, very busy signing bills over the past few days. He signed more in the past few days than he had in the entirety of his tenure up to this point. So I think, some of the big ones, he signed a bill changing the regulation of hemp in Wisconsin. That's an industry that a lot of ag watchers have kind of pegged as something that could be the future of the industry in the state. So that's pretty interesting. He also has taken action on a fun bill that would allow kids to have lemonade stands as long as they don't make a certain amount of money over the course of a year. So, and I expect we're going to see some more pretty soon.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. We touched on a couple pieces of legislation there that the governor did sign into law. And we talked through about Governor Evers' veto of a bill that would have lifted Wisconsin's state requirements on how close sex offenders can live to things like schools, parks, youth centers, and other spaces. It would also have prevented sex offenders from living outside their home counties. Evers said the change would have compromised children's safety, as we heard. Lawmakers may revisit this idea in the weeks to come. Interested in hearing what you think about this idea. In your community, have you heard reports of sex offenders living in places that had you concerned about their proximity to people, especially kids in the area? Do you worry about state regulations making it hard to cite these convicted sex offenders after their release in their own community, or in some cases having to transfer them to other counties around the state? We've heard concerns from some state lawmakers about that. That was part of the motivation for this new law. Are you a local official or in local law enforcement? What is your perspective on these things? And if you're at the county level especially, this would have given you the discretion. You can let us know what you think. Tweet us at Central Time WPR, or as always, you can email ideas@WPR.org.